I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extremists in Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of Congo have been busy. Reports are still coming out of both countries about attacks on Christians from Holy Week. However, the attacks in these areas are both so frequent and so deadly that hardly anyone is paying attention anymore. Two things to pray for: a soft heart for the persecuted church and changed hearts for the persecutors. Greg Kelly with World Mission says,
how do you go on offense? We send the word of God in there. The Bible societies have translated the languages that we're talking about in the Democratic Republic of Congo, all throughout Nigeria. All those languages have Bibles. The word of God, that is what is going to set the captives free.
And World Mission is doing just that. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And in January, China finally eased lockdowns after 3 years of intense pandemic restrictions. Chinese believers eagerly got back to work, and their plans are coming to fruition now. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says,
our distribution schedule is filling up. We distribute within China through the registered church in rural areas. That process is handled through partners that we've had in place for many years.
There are concerns about more government scrutiny, but the need for God's word continues to grow. Bibles for China puts a Bible in the hands of somebody who can't afford one. Pray that believers in China will obey the Lord in new opportunities.
Pray that there would still be a sense of relying upon the Holy Spirit to guide and direct these believers and open doors for Bibles to get to places that maybe haven't been open to us before.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.